سورة الفجر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسري هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. By the dawn, by the ten night, and by the even and the odd, and by the night when it departs, there is indeed in them sufficient proof for people of understanding. Did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of Ad, of Iram, who were very tall like lofty pillars, the like of which were not created in the land, and with the people of Samud, who hewed out rocks in the valley, and with Fir'aun, who had the stakes, who did transgress beyond bounds in the lands, and made therein much mischief. So your Lord poured on them different kinds of severe torment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Indeed, your Lord is ever watchful over them. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. As for man, when his Lord tries him by giving him honor and bounty, أَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. But when he tries him by straightening his means of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never mentions this man's name. In other words, Allah is telling us to think, lest we be such a person. Allah says that when we are given honor and bounty, what do we say in exaltation? رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. My Lord has honored me. I deserve this. I worked for it. I strive for it and Allah has rewarded me. But when he tries him by straightening the means of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. In other words, a person whose vision is so narrow, his vision is so self-centered, that when he goes through problems, he gets angry with Allah. He starts asking Allah, why has Allah done this to me? How could Allah be so cruel to me after all my prayers, after all my sadaqah? And when this person is given honor and blessings, he arrogantly assumes he deserves it. See, Allah has told us in the Quran, نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We will test you by means of evil and good. Both are a test. So we find the example of Sulaiman alayhi salam, who had everything. And what did he say? هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرَ مَكْفُرُ. This is by the grace of my Lord, that he may test me, whether I thank him or whether I am ungrateful. And then we have Ayyub alayhi salam, who had nothing. And what was Allah testing him for? Allah was testing his sabr. Sabr and shukr, two sides of the same coin. Whether we're in a state of blessing or we're in a state of misfortune, they are both a test. Allah, balla tukrimuna al-yateen. Allah says, you who are so obsessed with worldly honor, with worldly status, with worldly success, have you ever reflected upon whether you're trying to gain success in the hereafter? How do we gain that eternal success? How do we gain that eternal honor? No, but you do not treat the orphans with kindness and generosity. See, again and again we find that Allah is teaching us that the mu'min is not simply one who sits on a prayer mat all day long worshipping Allah. The mu'min is one who is sensitive to the plight of those around him. The orphans, the oppressed sections of society, people who have none to fend for them, people who have none to protect them, none to defend them from being exploited. Allah says, you're not interested in treating these orphans with kindness and generosity. You're not interested in serving humanity. وَلَا تَحَابُّونَ عَلَىٰ تُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And you do not urge one another on the feeding of the poor. In other words, not just that you do social work yourself, you inculcate social awareness amongst others as well. You serve humanity, and through serving humanity, we serve Allah. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. What then are we busy doing if we're not serving the poor and we're not doing any social work and we're not helping people? You devour the inheritance all with greed. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you adore wealth with much adoration. See, man's greed is insatiable. The Prophet ﷺ told us that if man had two valleys full of gold, he would wish for a third. So we're so busy amassing this wealth that we have no time to think of others. Kalla, إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّنْ دَكَّا. No, when the earth is ground to powder, those houses, those cars, those bank accounts, those clothes, that jewelry, when the earth is ground to powder. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord and the angels come in ranks. وَجِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. And hell will be brought near that day. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. On that day will man remember. But how will that remembrance then avail him? Too late. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. He will say, alas, would that I had sent forth for this my life. When man dies, people ask, what has he left behind? How many houses? How many cars? How many plots of land? And the angels ask, مَا قَدَّمَ. What has he sent ahead? How many prayers? How many fasts? How many readings of the Quran? How many good deeds? How many sadaqat? مَا قَدَّمَ. What has he sent ahead? So on that day, لا يعذب عذابه أحد. None will punish as he will punish. ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. And none will bind as he will bind. Don't just complacently rely upon Allah's mercy. None will punish as Allah will punish. But not for all. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة. O you soul at peace. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Return to your Lord, well pleased and having pleased Him. فادخلي في عبادي. Enter then my slaves. وادخلي جنتي. And enter my paradise. نفس مطمئنة. The highest spiritual dimension that we can attain. What is a nafs mutmainna? One who is content in all that Allah has given him. One who is content with all the commands Allah has given him. One who is content with all Allah has ordained for him. See, through our destiny Allah speaks to us and through our worship we speak to Him. So this nafs mutmainna, no complaints, no frustration, no anger against Allah. I'd like to relate a story at this point, a true story, that there was this Muslim family in Karachi, and they had a Hindu maid, and she was a Shudra and untouchable, and she wasn't married and she didn't have any relatives here. So after some time, this family thought, well, why don't we preach Islam to her? Maybe she'll accept. And so they gave this Dawat of Islam to her and she accepted. Now she became a Muslim. She was a poor woman, an illiterate woman. She didn't even know how to read the Quran. But they taught her prayers and they taught her a few du'as. She was their maid servant. She spent her whole life working for those people. Now when she was dying, those people were standing around her deathbed and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And she looked at them directly and said, should I say what you're saying or should I say what they are saying? And the people were shocked and they said, what are they saying? Who is saying this? And this illiterate woman recited these verses, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, O you soul at peace, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Return to your Lord, well pleased and having pleased Him. What service had she done for Islam? What status did she have? What influence, what glamour, what wealth? Nafse mutmainna, that love for Allah, that sincerity for Allah. Fadhuli fi ibadi, enter then my slave. Wadhuli jannati, and enter my paradise.